Blog Talk.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and hello, Blog Talk Radio. How's everybody doing today? And welcome to the Zurian Show. I don't know if you guys have been looking at the news or looking at different things that have been on lately, but if you have, I'm sure you've seen a whole bunch of different advertisements. There's even been some TV shows and stuff on lately. And those shows have been talking about the end of the world, that the world will end in 2012. I think that that's totally amazing. And anyway, the ancient Mayans supposedly claim, or from their calendar, they claim that the mysterious end of the world will be happening during the winter solstice of the year 2012. So, everybody is marking their calendar. Well, not everybody. Some of you guys aren't crazy. But a lot of people are marking their calendars, waiting for the end of the world to come, because they believe and perceive that the world is going to end during the winter solstice of 2012. Crazy, isn't it? Anyway, I'm sure that most of you guys aren't really falling into that. So I just thought that it was just an interesting topic, that all of these people are thinking about gloom and doom. It's also amazing how many people will give gloom and doom so much attention. You know, it's amazing how we as a people seem to thrive and just love any type of misery, any type of distraction. You know, it comes back to what Brian Tracy said about us constantly looking for entertainment and finding no true fulfillment in our lives. Those weren't his exact words, but that's pretty much what he was talking about. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you right now, honestly, with all my heart, what I truly believe that your 2012 will be like. Your 2012 will be the same as your 2011. It will be the same as your 2010. It will be the same as your 2009 and all of the above. And to me, that's more frightening than the end of the world. Why is that more frightening than the end of the world? Well, I'm not saying that you haven't had good years, but it's saying that you're going to be in the same financial situation that you were in 2009, 10, 11, and 12. And in our present forecast world, your financial outcome is probably going to be worse than it was in those years, because those years weren't exactly the down years. 2011 was a down year. 2010, we were really kind of heading that way. But if you don't have any money now in 2011, please tell me why you think you're going to have some money in 2012, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, etc. So, the real gloom and doom, the real tornado, the real earthquake, the real meteor strike is knowing that your fate looks so bleak. And when I say looks so bleak, I'm talking about, you know, yeah, money isn't everything. However, having money ranks right up there with oxygen. Why? Because if you have enough of it, you don't necessarily have to want for anything else. Plus all of the other people that you can help while you're also, living the life. Again, money is not the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. Having a good and strong financial future is a beautiful thing, not a negative thing. Anyway, so, ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking at your calendar, be it your Mayan calendar or your regular calendar, I think you might want to focus on something a little bit more substantial than something based off of something that Nostradamus said hundreds of years ago about the fact that the end of the world is near, or about some calendar that was done hundreds and hundreds of years ago that aren't going to affect you in any way. I think we all need to take a positive look at our finances and a positive look at ourselves and understand that Nostradamus, not saying he wasn't a very bright man, but he was a self-appointed prophetist. And if you want your tomorrow to be any greater than your today, then that means it's going to take some work and some effort. You know, there was a gentleman that told me from his mentor, Mr. Jim Rohn, said that profits are better than wages. Well, guess what? I don't think you can argue that. Profits are better than wages. Ask any movie actor that's successful. If he gets a profit of the proceeds of a successful movie, that's a whole lot better than the wages he would have gotten. Talk to anybody that's gotten their shows syndicated. I'm sure that they'll let you know that profits are better than wages. Ask anybody that owns a national football team, basketball team, or hockey team, which is better. They're paying the people that are playing wages. What are they paying them with? Their profits. And then they're writing off all of those wages. So they're even making money on the money that they're using to pay these people. So again, profits are better than wages. So ladies and gentlemen, we need to put on our entrepreneurial hats, and we need to step outside again of our limiting beliefs and limiting environments, and we need to live a life worth living. Again, are you working for you, or are you working for somebody else? Are you working to live your dreams, or are you working to live somebody else's dreams? Are you creating a life that other people would envy, or are you just creating another pattern to go through, another life that's empty, that has no true meaning, not only to you, but to anybody else? I'm pretty sure that everybody, again, was put here for a reason, and you need to step forward to find that reason. Today, we are talking about the end of the world, and we're talking about real doom and gloom. And for a lot of people, your real doom and gloom is going back to that same job that you've been going back to and having to do that same mundane, tiring, aggravating chore that you've been doing on a regular basis. To go back to a job where you're not appreciated, where no matter what you do, you're only as good as your last paycheck or the last few hours that you worked, and to know that you're going to have to do that again and again and again. If you never heard of Sisyphus, Sisyphus's sentence was to roll a rock up to the top of a mountain and to repeat that task again and again and again. There are many of you that are doing that same task that Sisyphus did, and that was his sentence from the gods. Ladies and gentlemen, let's live our dreams. Let's step forward. Let's take a chance. I urge you, and I basically recommend to you, that you take a few minutes and look at the website at the bottom of this particular show. It's www.izig.com. That's www.izig.com/zsuccess. www.izig.com/zsuccess. So www.izigigicom/zsuccess. When you go to that site, take a look at the three videos there. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the next big thing. Those of you that get into it while it's still new, while it's still viable, you can change your financial future. You can change the way that you're living now. You could live your dreams in a financial way so that you can live your dreams in every other way that you would like to, and help the people that you'd like to help, or donate the money to your church or your other organizations that you believe in. The whole thing is that we need you to take action. We need you to be a person that's hungry, that wants success, that wants to live, and that wants to have a life worth living and a life worth remembering. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you very much for listening to the show. I'd also like to urge you again to take a stance in your own life, in your own success, in your own future, and stop letting time pass you by and letting things pass you by. This is a great and wonderful opportunity, and that opportunity is right at your fingertips. Again, open your mind, open your heart, and take a chance. Do the thing that you need to do to get you where you want to be. And it's not if you want success. If I was to ask anybody here who wants to be a millionaire, everybody would raise their hand. If I asked everybody here who would like to go on a vacation for a month, 2 months, 3 months, everybody would raise their hands. Are you willing to do what's necessary? I'm not saying that this is a free ride, ladies and gentlemen. It is not a free ride, and it does require work. But if you're hungry and you want to find something that's probably the next best thing and the biggest thing that's going to hit in probably your lifetime, this is it. So stop pussyfooting around. Stop blowing smoke up in your butt and start moving forward to move your life forward and move yourself forward. And let's grow and develop together. Please also understand that anybody that actually looks into this and takes a forward motion, we are going to do the things that we can do to not only help you succeed, but to help you live the dreams that you want to live within reason. But again, the first step is yours. All right? Again, this is not a get-rich-quick scheme, and there are no financial claims or any of the above. However, what you get out of it is what you put into it. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. Again, Nostradamus is wrong. There'll be a 2012, 11, there'll be a 13, a 14, and so on. It's just what will you be doing in those years to come? What will your life hold? Thank you very much, everybody, and have a great day. Farewell.